Joining us now, a bloke who has all his shares, but have gone through the absolute roof. I'm talking about the back row for the Penrith Panthers, Liam Martin. Liam, g'day.
G'day, thanks for having me.
Liam, you've played 53 games in the National Rugby League, and if I said to you, by then you've played in a grand final, maybe on your way to another one, state of origin, at the age of 24, if you were told this 5 years ago, what you have said?
Probably would have told you you were dreaming. Looking now, I'm just grateful to have played NRL and... To be in the grand final and play state of origin, it's an absolute dream come true.
Yeah, Liam, Mark Carroll here, mate. Firstly, congratulations on your performance for New South Wales. You're absolutely a standout. With being in origin and the experience of origin for your first time, have you gone back as a player? Have you picked up something which is a bit special in the next few weeks for us to see?
I really enjoyed being in camp, being surrounded with the caliber of players that were there. I just went into the camp pretty much trying to learn as much as possible and see how they all prepare and how they approach their preparation and just trying to take that into my own game.
Hey, Liam, you're a Group 9 boy, Tamora Dragon. Tell us about your rise, I suppose. Were you always headed for the NRL? Were you always a bloke who made all the rep teams? And how did Penrith identify you?
No, it was actually a bit of a dud growing up. I grew up playing hooker most of my juniors, just because I was small and could tackle, so they thought, they'll just throw me in the nine. I couldn't really pass that well, so I was a bit of a shocker. I didn't play my first rep game until, I think, under 16.
Wow.
Ended up making the Bidgee Bulls, which was the Riverina team, and then went on to Country New South Wales. And then the next year, that's when Penrith sort of picked me up. They sort of watched a few of the rep games and... sort of asked if I just wanted to come down and trial. Came down, didn't play too bad, and then went back home and, sort of one thing led to another, and they rang and asked if I wanted to join their SG ball squad.
Yeah, Liam, yesterday we heard Tevita Pangai Jr. is coming to the Panthers for a short term. What's the feeling like through the camp, mate?
It's really exciting. We sort of sat down yesterday and, we all got told that he's coming for the rest of the season, and I think the whole playing group was sort of excited at the prospect. Like, he's going to make a massive difference, whatever role he fills. He's such a talent, and I reckon he'll slot right into our culture.
How's the hub life treating you? Like, it's not for everyone, Liam, but do you, are you a person who likes being around all the team?
Yeah, it's been good. We've got the pick of the lot up here on the Sunshine Coast, I reckon. And just grateful, like, you look at what's going on in Sydney, I think we've just got to be grateful for the position we're in, and being with a bunch of blokes that I'm with, it's pretty good, couldn't complain.
Liam, you scored a nice little try on the weekend. Now, a bloke who also scored a couple, I think, Charlie Staines, who's also from out the west. Now, I was looking at Charlie's stats. He scored about 20 tries, Liam, and I'm sure you're aware of this. I reckon about 16 of them weren't even touched. I want to challenge you. I want to see if you can get the Penrith Panther in the suit parked on Charlie's wing and to see how many tries you can get him untouched.
Right. He's a freak, Rari. He's just, off the mark. He's lightning fast. If you put the ball anywhere and he'll just be there. So, he's a great finisher.
Hey, Liam, we see that you you have a background in, I think it's a Bachelor of Science. Have you completed that, or are you on your way to completing it? And if so, what's the ultimate assignment once you finish completing that? What job are you looking to head into?
So I ended up deferring that. I sort of came down when I started in 20s. Mum sort of said, you've got to be doing something outside of footy. So I started the uni course and, wasn't really for me. It wasn't working with footy. So I thought I may as well concentrate on my footy at the moment and sort of put it on the back burner a bit, so I ended up deferring it. Wasn't even sure what I was really getting from it. Sort of just winging it as I went. But, I'll definitely look at going back at some point. Not too sure what I'm doing yet, but, yeah.
So the Bachelor of Science has been parked and you've gone back to the Bachelor of Whacking People. I said many years ago, I saw you coming through the Holden Cup, I would not be running at Liam Martin. Who, if you've got three people, you're going away for a trip away when we possibly can, when these COVID rules are starting to alleviate, I suppose. Who's the three players you're taking away, Liam?
Players?
Yeah.
Probably good mate Nato, probably Mitch Kenny, who's always laughed, always a good time, and who else? Probably, yeah, not too sure. Dill Edwards, I'll say.
Hey, quick, with the Olympics coming up, Liam, quick one here. Who wins the gold medal over the 100 for the Panthers?
Charlie Staines for sure.
Charlie Staines.
We don't call him the Ferrari for no reason.
Oh, right. Who wins the 10K?
I think he blows everyone. The 10K, probably Dill Edwards.
Dill Edwards. What about the weightlifting?
Yep. About the what?
What about the weightlifting? Who takes that out?
Probably big kicks. He's really kick out. He's a monster in the weight room. So. I reckon you'd probably take that out.
And what would you serve yourself up for? If there was an Olympic sport currently on or about to come on, what would Liam Martin be entering?
Not too sure. I used to go all right at javelin, actually, back in the school days. So might give that a try.
The javelin. There you go. Well, mate, listen, I know you've got a big game coming up. And just before you go, to the Panthers fans, tell them why you're going to be one better this year than last year.
I just think the confidence we've taken from last year and, you know, the maturity in the group, it's going to hold us in good stead this year. And, I'm extremely confident, you know, we'll be there at the end. So just keep taking it week by week and see how we go.
Love that confidence, mate. Keep it up. Well done on what you've achieved in a very brief career, but it's got plenty of highlights already, mate. So congratulations on that and all the best for the rest of the year.
Beautiful. Cheers, guys.
There is Liam Martin live from the Panthers Hub. So they've got a big end of the season. They've had a massive year and a half or so, haven't they?